Now, I count this giving up the Ohio boundary as really all of these images are going to be sort of watery, you know, a watershed event. After the Ohio River Valley was sacrificed as a boundary, there was a flood tide of people that moved across the Ohio River, and I was just comparing, you know, and up from the Ohio River, that if Illinois had a population, according to my figures, and they're different from yours, I think, a little bit, Tom, but I have 12,000 people in Illinois in 1810, and in 1818, 157,000. Almost all in the southern part of the state, because they were Kentuckians who moved in, including some of my kinfolk that moved in at that time. But and Ohio by 1830, Ohio had almost 1 million people. And so you can just see how this flood tide came in rapid order. Of course, well, with the displacement from Ohio, people moved over into Indiana and some even into Illinois. You'll find Shawnee and Delaware communities that pass through southern Illinois on their way over to the Mississippi River.